The opinions expressed in Outwit, Outplay, Outyap are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hello, listeners. It's Malik Fortier.
And I'm Andrew Hill.
And this is the second episode, but first real episode of Outwit,
Outplay,
Outyap.
So in this episode, we're finally made it to the premiere of season 48. We're very excited to talk about it, and we're going to go through a quick play-by-play of the episode, give our brief thoughts on everything that happened, and then we want to talk about each player individually and give them a letter grade.
And we're not going to say this is a spoiler-free episode because you've had enough time to watch, so we're going in. Okay, so we had this kind of montage of the Zoom applications and, I guess, acceptances for all the contestants going on to the season of Survivor. It was kind of different than what we're normally used to, but it was like, when it got to Joe specifically, it was very heartfelt. We got his backstory, and, you know, I predicted it. He's kind of that main character already. Like, we got his backstory. We're seeing him as this vulnerable figure, and it was really touching. I was starting to tear up.
Absolutely. I didn't know how I fully felt about the Zoom call of it all, because it kind of breaks the immersion a bit of Survivor. Mm-hmm. But I think once we saw Joe, especially with his story about losing his sister and applying in her honor, it felt so powerful and beautiful to watch, and I appreciated that a lot. He definitely is the new main character. I at the moment, he was definitely seen in the best light. I'm very excited to watch him.
And then we get on to, I guess, is this the marooning challenge, right?
Yeah.
It's very Survivor 44-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost thought somebody was going to crack their head open like Bruce diving into that mud.
And honestly, we almost did. Like, they didn't show it as much on the show, but I saw later in press, Kevin dislocated his shoulder and they actually had to stop the challenge because his shoulder was fully out of the socket. And that's why they really play up how much he failed the challenge for them, because he hurt himself, when we really didn't see much other than him kind of complaining when he was in the mud.
It was, like, bad.
It was bad. I'm surprised, like, he was still able to play, but, I mean, he seemed perfectly fine once they got back to normal.
I was almost like, oh, maybe my first boot prediction's gonna be right.
I was honestly worried, too. Like, I didn't want Kevin to go. I said that in the last episode, and I was so worried. But, I mean, a little bit excited that I would have gotten that prediction right. But, I mean, going back to the challenge, so Loggy wins the challenge. They get their flint, their pot, and machete, so they'll be able to start their whole camp life. And that means that Orange and Green are going to have to choose one from each tribe to face off against each other in order to get their supplies.
And then that hero's journey that we saw debut last season, season 47.
But this one was really intense the whole time. I was enthralled the whole way through.
It was even closer, I'd say.
It was really close up until the end. We'll get to that. The two people that were chosen to go were Kevin, wanting to redeem himself, and then we saw Kyle. He really showed himself in a very positive light during the challenge. I am very excited to see him moving forward.
He was very sportsmanlike. We see, you know, them neck and neck. There's a challenge where they try to get the machete by pulling a rope out. They try to get their pot by, you know, hooking it off. Kind of like in the challenge right before with the key, that same kind of motion.
Yeah.
I mean, but Kyle just ended up, like, breaking the bamboo, which I think was a smart move. And then they get to the end, which is similar to kind of like some Sweat and Savvy Tassel. You've got to fill up some container with water. And Kyle is rushing, and in doing so,
he can't compete anymore. He accidentally dropped his metal pot onto a glass bottle.
In a Jake from Survivor 45 way, he breaks the challenge, and he's just done.
It smashed into pieces. Really unfortunate to watch, because I, even though I was rooting for Kevin, I did feel very bad for Kyle. I liked him a lot. Mm-hmm. He really redeemed himself, I mean, through the whole episode. First of all, he went up. After feeling defeated, he thought, I'm not going to let this get to me. And so he takes his pot, fills it up with water, and helps Kevin finish his challenge instead, because he wants to show goodwill, but it doesn't feel like a tactic.
It's not, yeah, it's not like pure strategy. It's like he's being a good guy.
He seemed like a really good guy in the moment, and it was really sweet to see. Kyle gets back, and honestly, like, I wasn't expecting him to be able to click as much as he did with the rest of his tribe so quickly.
He was like a social butterfly there, especially with our Canadian Camilla.
Camilla.
They just apparently seem to be the same person in different fonts.
Yeah, they have all the same interests. They're from Guyana.
Yeah, they found they're both like part Guyanese.
Very quickly, they grow close together. I loved seeing that relationship. And we see them also form a bond with Chrissy and David.
I think it was David, yes. So these bonds being formed are very interesting because they're like almost just out of coincidence, and they're in spite of one player on the tribe, mm-hmm. Charity, which we didn't see much of. We didn't see much of her.
They immediately kind of villainized her mm-hmm. when she brought up how Kyle might have gotten an advantage during the challenge he was alone at.
Very bold out the gate.
But we only saw this aggressive approach, and we never saw, like, her full perspective. We only saw Camilla go back, tell Kyle, and tell David and Chrissy.
And kind of make a core four around that kind right. of interaction.
And Mitch, who doesn't seem to have much connection
he
in general.
He has, like, the one connection with David, and yeah. I think that's about it.
And he seems, like, pretty well, like, liked. Don't see him doing too much, but I don't think he's going anytime soon.
Yeah. Speaking of advantages, you're talking about Charity suspecting Kyle. Let's talk about some of the other advantages mm-hmm. that we've seen. Like, we can start at Siva. David does something I'm baffled by. He's, like, finding these clues all over the island, and then he just starts telling people, hey, look, what's this, guys? What's this?
It's really funny to watch, because I mean, we knew beforehand, but you can really see he doesn't know much about Survivor, and I find that really funny that he finds it as like a tribe bonding experience.
Yeah.
Especially because it's like these fun symbols and bright colors. Ultimately, we see that they do mean something. They mean all the while for mm-hmm. the advantage that if we go over to Vula tribe, they do find the idol. Say finds the idol. And we get a lot from Say in this episode. She broke the record for the most amount of confessionals of any player in one episode.
Crazy.
I don't know how to feel about Say yet. She was very over the top, and like she's very chaotic, but she has a very strong four at the moment, or at least a strong two, and two that she thinks are with him.
Yeah.
With him.
I don't know what to say. But no, we see her, you know, scramble for that advantage. You know, it's a beware, so she loses her vote, but she gets it back pretty quickly. We mm-hmm. see her, similar to David, tell a lot of people on her tribe, not everyone, but people she's aligned with, like Cedric. And we see this proves to be beneficial as Cedric and, you know, some of the others help her crack that puzzle, because she wasn't that confident about the number aspect, and Cedric definitely helped her with that.
She also tells Kevin and Justin, but Kevin and Justin don't seem as close to them. They seem more like in the middle, where Mary and Stephanie are another, not duo, but they're definitely close together and don't know about the other four. So Kevin and Justin are forced to kind of decide between which side to pick. And when you have an idol, it's a little difficult yeah. to not want to favor that side.
Yeah, they were playing the middle very early on, and I don't know if the dynamics are going to stay the same or if there's going to be a shuffle up, because Kevin and Justin, they seem like sneaky little snakes.
I agree. I mean, I think they're both playing very well. They haven't, no one's been like catching on. Say might have thought a little bit when Justin didn't tell them who Stephanie wanted to vote, but at the same time, it was generally very, like, under wraps, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed watching it a lot. But we have one more tribe to talk about, and that is the Purple Tribe.
Lagi,
which we definitely didn't see as much of them compared to the other two tribes, but we did get some very fun dynamics, which mostly involved the three men on the tribe, mm-hmm. which was Thomas, Shaheen, and Joe. Obviously, we've talked about it before, Joe is definitely, like, a main character. He's being played up to, like, be the hero,
yeah.
and he seems to really hit it off with Thomas and Shaheen, who are also pretty big characters. I think both of them did really, like, well integrating and were super fun to watch. Thomas was one of the first people we heard from, and it also comes back when Thomas shows his allegiances to Bianca, who we don't see much of, but we can tell that those two immediately hit it off. They're very close, kind of separate from the men. And then also we have Joe, who he's a very helpful, very like compassionate man. He has a very strong bond with Eva in this episode. Like, it feels like a father-daughter kind of vibe.
Yes, very much so. Very much that.
They're very fun together, and it was really like a heartwarming moment.
But no, yeah, it was a heartfelt interaction, and you can definitely tell that this is going to be an important relationship going forward because it was displayed for quite a bit. Like, that segment was quite lengthy, and it went in depth, and it was very like deep cutting. Like, you could tell that there's definitely going to be a deep run for at least one of these two people.
Definitely. It did feel a little bit as if, like, Joe was kind of, like, sacrificing himself. Not in
fall on his sword for
exactly,
her.
Yeah. Now we want to talk about the challenge, the immunity challenge. The typical challenge where it's, like, physical, and then you have a big puzzle at the end. And the Green Tribe was fully behind for a while. They were struggling, trying to catch up.
Which I feel like we saw this with the marooning challenge as well. I feel like it's safe to say they are probably the weakest tribe.
Yeah. It's unfortunate to say, but they don't have as much of that strength that the other two have, like the big guys. Because the first part is very like strength intense. And I mean, the purple tribe, we can just say, they have big guys. They have really strong women. They have
a bunch of athletes,
really smart minds. So they immediately flew through the puzzle too. They got first place. Like, it wasn't even close. But the Green Tribe, they did fall behind because they didn't have that strength. However, they did have that puzzle ability and really came back up until the last second where they couldn't squeeze it out. And the Orange Tribe was able to bring the puzzle back and win, even though they had fallen behind.
Which I think the reason, I'm not a puzzle expert here, but I think the one thing I noticed with Vula's puzzle, it was very unstable. Like, it was not flush at all. Like, it looked like it was going to fall over at any moment.
Right. It was very wobbly. I did see that they had been told that they were going against the rules by, like, turning around to the other side of the puzzle just to try and fix it. But, like, apparently off screen, like, Jeff got mad at them and told them to go back. But they were like, it's unstable. And he just said, deal with it. Which is really funny to me. But then it all just fell apart. They couldn't squeeze it out.
And speaking of instability and falling apart, let's get to the tribal. We know Vula went to tribal, and what a doozy this was. Like, we saw a little bit of scramble. We didn't know where it was going to go. Like we said, we had the voting contingent of Say and Cedric, and then on the other side, we had Stephanie and Mary, and it was really Justin and Kevin who were playing the deciding factors in that, and they were, I don't know, they were playing the best. They were kind of showing their cards a little bit.
I'm not sure if they made the right choice because it did seem like Say had a good relationship with them, but they do seem a little too much. Like, I don't know if that can be a lasting relationship if they're being too much. And especially now that she has an idol, it might have been good to, like, get it out, flush it when, you know, she wasn't going to expect it.
But, like, it's weird because this tribal, I would have thought that Say would be somebody, just with her paranoia, that would play the idol. I was almost thinking she would, even though she didn't get the votes.
The way that we saw the votes play out, Justin and Kevin decided to vote with Say in a initially 4-2 vote.
However,
Stephanie knew, especially after they were talking during tribal, there was a lot of an argument between Say and Stephanie, and you could tell that, like, one of them was going to go because mm-hmm. they were so, like,
there was not going to be a Mary vote or a Cedric vote in the urn.
Those two did not click. They just seemed like they could not connect on a friendly basis. And so Stephanie knew that it was likely that her time was up. So she played her shot in the dark.
Which was a smart move.
It was a smart move. If you don't know, shot in the dark allows you to give up your vote at tribal in order to get a 1-in-6 chance to be safe. Which, in her case, so she played it. unfortunately, she did not roll safe, and so she was voted out in a 4-1 vote with Mary trying to save her.
Next episode, it's got to be Mary on the bottom, and she's got to work her way up. Like, we've seen a lot of people in this position before.
I mean, we saw Rachel last season do exactly. it and won the season.
Right? So just because you didn't vote in the majority or got blindsided early on in the pre-merge doesn't mean your game is over. So there's still hope for Mary.
The people love her.
She's the people's princess.
She absolutely is.
So after each episode, we're going to do this thing where we give each castaway a letter grade. I guess we should start with Stephanie, since she was eliminated and that one might be a little straightforward. What did you give Stephanie?
Honestly, I think the show made it seem like Stephanie did a lot worse than she did. I gave her a B overall. Like, you had to play as if you've been playing for 20 days on your first just to survive.
Yeah, it's that adaptability that she lacked, I guess, in this case. But I was like, I don't want to give her an F because I do think she played some parts optimally. I give her an F plus. I don't know if that's an actual letter grade, but I mean, she got eliminated. So obviously that's, you know, that's a red flag. But there's some things that weren't in her control. Like, she couldn't have dictated whether or not her shot in the dark played, or some people might not mesh well with my happy-go-lucky astrology attitude. Let me shift my game. It's that adaptability that helps people survive in this game, and I think maybe that's part of the reason is why she got out, is she lacked that adaptability. Yeah,
I didn't go by her getting eliminated as my grade. I just wanted to, like, overall, if they hadn't lost, I think she was doing, like, just average.
Which sucks, because I'm pretty sure, wasn't she one of our winner contenders?
She was my winner contender. I think she was
my winner pick.
Yeah. Which, it's insane how
I wanted
wrong
Kevin
we were.
To be the first boot. He almost got medically evacuated. No, we're going to take your winner pick.
It was unfortunate to watch.
We'll say what we have to say about Say. I'm going to try and make that pun work, but it won't. I personally gave her an A minus. Now, I think you can say what you want about her personality. Maybe you wouldn't be friends with her in real life. I don't know. I kind of like Say. I get how it could be a lot to live on an island with her where she's playing hard. She's playing hard, and you got to expect that. She just so happened to play hard the right way. She got her idol. She got the people that she needed to work with, especially when it comes to cracking that idol. And she voted out the person she wanted to vote out, and she has an alliance after that. You know, maybe they'll tell people at the merge, if they all make it to the merge, she is playing hard. So I think she's got to watch out for her threat level, because she's making herself an evident target.
Absolutely. I think Say has been a great character. She's a great character to root against, which I'm not going to complain about. I think overall she has been playing way too hard, which has worked in her favor up to this point, but like you said, there are cracks in her plan. She's going way too head first and isn't building those bonds that you need to build early on, or else you won't have anything later down the road. And
she accomplished her goals,
yeah.
But to what end?
I gave her a B+ because obviously there was so much that she did right.
I'll kind of group these two in together. Kevin and Justin, I gave B for Kevin, and I gave Justin a B+ just because I feel like Kevin had that link with Mary, and maybe he lost Mary's trust in voting for Stephanie. I feel like he could repair that. I don't know. I think my opinion from preseason holds up. I think he's kind of too starry-eyed and just, like, naive. I don't know.
I do think Kevin is a little too ambitious. I don't know if he's going to try and execute on those plans, but he is very starry-eyed, like you said. You know, the playing the middle of the tribe was pretty good. Overall, I think he did relatively well, but I am worried about his future. I gave him an A. And Justin, I had an A- as well. Justin was doing less, but he was doing it more correct. He had to kind of get away with lying about what Stephanie's intentions were with the vote.
Quickly, Mary and Cedric. Mary, I gave a B-. She is at the bottom, but I think she's got that social acumen to climb her way back to the top, especially if there is a swap this season, which I'm hoping there's a swap. And Cedric, I gave an A because he's well insulated and he's really got no threat right now, no threat level.
Yeah, just because of what happened to Mary, I gave her a C+. I think overall she was doing pretty well, but she just was on the wrong side of the alliance. She didn't get integrated immediately.
Mm-hmm.
She still has that bond with Kevin that they didn't show that for no reason. I do trust that she can build that back up. We just need to see it happen. And for Cedric, I gave a B+. I think, like you said, he was doing perfectly fine. He really did nothing wrong, but he wasn't, like, doing anything in general.
Okay, I'm gonna say something, like, funny for Loggy. I gave them basically all a variation of A.
Wow.
Except for Star.
Mm.
Because I gave Star a B just because she was outwardly looking for that idol, and that's already, like, put a target on her. And when it's those early days, it doesn't take much to become the outcast.
Right. I gave Star a B minus. I can't really remember much of her from the episode.
She wasn't shown much.
She wasn't shown much at all, and it is a little unfortunate. And I think if they were to go to tribal, she would be the one to go. Because
even though she does give them pretty good strength in the challenges,
but they have a lot of strength.
That's the thing.
They don't need to worry about strength.
They've got strength out the wazoo.
I gave Joe, Shaheen, Thomas, and Eva A's. Eva got an A minus, and Thomas got an A plus because I think he was the best player this episode, which makes me happy. Maybe a little bit of a bias from my winner pick. He perfectly insulated himself with the guys, made strong bonds with the girls as well, especially Bianca. Overall, like, he is not going anywhere. He's strong. He's sociable. There's a more important dynamic between Joe and Eva, but I think they're not the more capable dynamic, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like strategically wise, I'd be looking out for Thomas and Bianca. Yeah. I feel like, I was just going to say for Thomas, the only reason he could get out is if somebody clocked how well insulated he is. And I think the only person who could do that is Bianca. I feel like she's going to be able to see those kind of social links. And I think them linking up is like a power duo.
I did give Bianca a B, though, because I think she wasn't shown much in the episode either, but she didn't really do anything wrong. It just seemed like, especially with the California Girls Alliance of the three men, they didn't seem, like, they seemed to lean towards Eva rather than Bianca as a fourth. Yeah. And Shaheen, we didn't really touch on him, but he did great this episode.
We expected Shaheen.
He's exactly what we were anticipating.
For Siva, it's Kyle and Camilla. Like we said at the start, they got that quick bond early on.
I think they both did great. I had Camilla higher than Kyle at an A and Kyle at a B+.
I put Camilla A plus and Kyle A.
I'm very happy that we were proven wrong about Camilla because she is easily the most insulated person on the tribe. She has her core four. She's probably the weakest, but still, like, she has these strong guys to, like, worry about the strength.
Yeah.
She really was socially connected so well, and her dynamic with Kyle was obviously, like, the biggest one of the tribe, and so we got to see that so prominently. Very excited to see another Canadian do so well.
Yes. Charity at the bottom of the tribe, we had so little of her, but we did see her become the evident, like, first boot if they were to lose a challenge.
I did put her at a C. I think there is room for her to grow, but we just didn't. We only saw the side effects of what she was saying, not any benefits, which is not good for her.
We didn't hear from her why she didn't
exactly
trust Kyle, right? So that's never a good sign.
I had Chrissy at a B and David at a B plus.
I had them both at A minuses, just like a high ranking, leeching off of the fact that they're part of the core four.
Right.
David, like, I would even put maybe at a B plus just because it's like he's not showing the smartest gameplay with, like, kind of like giving away that idol clue.
Yeah. I feel like he's shown a lot of, like, social ability. He's really, like, connected with the tribe more than I would have expected. He's super strong, so they're not going to vote him out early. And Chrissy, I had at a B. We just did not see any Chrissy this episode.
And finally, Mitch.
Mitch, I put him at a C+. And
we're not seeing right now a Mitch winner edit. Like,
no.
I don't think that, like, we got the content with him on the mat. He got the mat chat. But I had him, right above you, I think, B minus. I'm not seeing Mitch winner potential. I don't know.
I mean, we've seen worse edits. Like, there's been people who weren't even shown until, like, the third or fourth episode. I mean, last season, Genevieve wasn't even shown significantly until, like, the fourth episode.
The whole meme, like, who's Genevieve?
Yeah, and then suddenly she was out in the open. We talked about it. The episode came out.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was crazy because then she was the best player of the season suddenly, and we hadn't seen anything from her. Like,
so that's why we can't really trust the first episode or even the second episode. We need to weed out the early boots, and then we really get to see who's shining.
We can't count them out, but we can see the dynamics, and I am worried for Mitch.
He's not dead in the water.
Right. They've got Charity behind them before anything happens.
Yeah. Well, that was a great episode. both of Survivor and the podcast.
Yeah, it was great overall. I really enjoyed the episode, and I'm excited for the season. And I'm excited to keep talking about Survivor with you.
Yes, to continue outwitting, outplaying, and out-yapping.
I would love to keep out-yapping, but we're going to have to close it here.
Yes.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.